Today is Saturday, May 30th. Roberta Bobby Bray Anderson, 76, of Blue River, died Wednesday at UW Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11:30 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial to follow at the Basswood Cemetery. Visitation will be held at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain on Monday from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 11:30. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Bobby Anderson is survived by her husband, Rick, children, Greg and Stephanie Anderson of Livingston, Jamie and B.J. Hinkle of Muscadet, and Jenny and Terry Dax of Highland. 6 grandchildren, siblings, Al and Mary Bray, Randy and Teresa Bray, and Sharon and Francis Rubis. In-laws, Bess Anderson, Steve and Kim Anderson, and Randy and Helen Anderson. Nieces, nephews, and great-nieces and nephews. Roberta Bobby Bray Anderson, 76, of Blue River. Susan Adsett Hennessy, 56, of Plain, died May 23rd at Unity Point Health Meritor Hospital in Madison following a long illness. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with a private family burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Richland Center at a later date. Visitation will be held Tuesday at St. Luke's Catholic Church from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Susan Hennessy is survived by her sister, Nancy and Tom Vodak, brothers Robert Adsett and his partner, Daniel Poole of Madison, and Rick Adsett of Merrill. Several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Susan Adsett Hennessy, 56, of Plain. Doris M. Alt, 92, of Sun Prairie, formerly of Plain, died Wednesday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in St. Luke's Catholic Cemetery in Plain. Visitation will be held Friday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. Doris Alt is survived by her children, Diane and Chuck Giovannoni, Dale and Cheryl Alt, Douglas Alt, Dennis and Michael Bernhagen of Sun Prairie, and Debbie and Todd Stormer. 11 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and 3 great-great-grandchildren. Doris M. Alt, 92, of Sun Prairie, formerly of Plain. Arbutus Ellen Ward Schumacher, 95, of Richland Center, died peacefully at Harvest Guest Home on May 22nd. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Visitation will be held Friday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be made to the Richland Hospital Foundation, or consider doing a random act of kindness and think of Arbutus. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Arbutus Schumacher is survived by her daughters, Kathy and Tom Pulvermacher, and Patsy and Ray Wilson. 4 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, 1 great-great-granddaughter. Arbutus Ellen Ward Schumacher, 95, of Richland Center. Wendell E. Smith, 93, of Muscadet, died Sunday at Dove Healthcare in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held Friday at 3 at the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian. Visitation will be held Friday at the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian from 1 until 3. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to the family to be used for community betterment in the greater Riverdale community. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Wendell is survived by his wife of 72 years, Vi, 4 children, Lori Theed of Janesville, Monty Smith of Danville, Iowa, Jenna and Matt Lenz of Prairie du Chien, and Kip Smith of Muscadet, 9 grandchildren, and a great-grandson. Wendell E. Smith, 93, of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Morgan Elliott and Trace Ramsden had a son, Wesley Jude. Also in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Savannah and Colin Tidrick had a daughter, Lena Lee.